crunch time, the Honda HR-V, as different as the people who drive it. Fall in love with lunch again at Subway with 19 fresh new ingredients at participating restaurants.
Yes, this is crunch time on your Saturday for the Honda HR-V with sporty styling and premium interior. It's as different as the people who drive it. And fall in love with lunch again at Subway with 19 fresh new ingredients at participating restaurants. Shortly, we'll update the 40 Winks Serious About Sleep ladder. Of course, let's do it now. Collingwood's win last night sees the Pies move to eighth. Both they and the Dogs on 2-on-2, a percentage of 109 for Collingwood, while the Bulldogs have just slipped out of the eight. You can save up to 50% on the 40 Winks back care range. One man who would have slept pretty soundly last night after the Pies got home was Josh Thomas, and he joins us. Sir Josh, thanks for your time. We'll go again. Are you there, Josh? Going beautifully. He must have just dropped out. What do you make of Kane's pad here, Kingy, by the way?
The west wing.
Yeah.
I could get used to that.
That's it. This is where it all happens. The magic happens in here.
A lot of photos of him everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of cutouts of myself.
A lot of portraits. Self-portraits.
It's sort of like this is with a big cross across the victims as he's tagged him the day I kept him to 16 disposals. Yep. That's a good piece.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
Well.
We photo were. You and Buddy arm in arm.
Oh. My old mate Buddy. Let's try again with Josh Thomas before the comedy show continues. How are you, Josh?
Hey, Classy. I'm good, thanks.
Ah, got you there. Beautiful. Was it sort of one of those nights where you're just happy to walk away with a win?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess going into the game, we knew the Bulldogs have been going really well. They're really good around the footy. So we knew it was going to be a bit of a grind, and we probably played a bit of patchy footy there for three quarters and sort of were able to get rolling late. But, they're a quality side and it's always good to get a win.
When you're out there in that opening quarter and it, you know, was obviously not a great spectacle with one goal kicked and it was such a high, uncontested possession. So do you sort of realise mid-quarter that this is happening and it's maybe and you're falling into that trap to an extreme, or you don't really work it out until you're straightened up at quarter time by the coach?
Yeah, probably didn't work it out as far as what exactly was breaking down, but we sort of focus on defence pretty highly. So, you know, we're not too concerned if it's a low-scoring grind. We'd probably prefer that than an end-to-end sort of shootout. So they were obviously able to control the ball a bit, and we just had to sharpen up with our defence. I guess we sort of, as the game progressed, we sort of got the game back sort of more on our terms. But I have heard it was a bit of an eyesore, really.
It made for a pretty exciting last quarter, that's for sure. You kicked the decisive goal. It was a brilliant one from the pocket. How have you found the forward line this year? It's almost, even with Will Hoskin-Elliott and out, it's the return of Jamie Elliott changed things up a little bit. Maybe yourself and Jaden Stevenson's roles maybe changing slightly. How have you found this year?
I guess obviously Will has gone out with injury, but Jamie's come in and he's provided a lot. He's sort of got it all. He's got elite aerial. He's quick. He's good on the ground, and his pressure game's really good as well. So he's sort of been playing that deeper role. Geordie's been going really well. Me and Jaden have been playing up high, reasonably similar to last year. I guess as a forward, you're a bit of a byproduct of the ball movement up the field, and we probably haven't been able to execute that as consistently as we would have liked. We've probably been chipping around a little bit too much lately, possibly, and without going as direct as we would have liked. So hopefully we can fix that up. And our forward line can probably go to another level, I think, if we fix that up.
Long way to go, Josh, isn't there? Fantastic performance in the end. I thought that last 10 minutes was pretty special, actually. When you look at your 22 that represent each week, the crunch for spots is really on at the moment, isn't it? And you look at the unlucky players that are either on the fringes of selection. I know there's a couple always miss out through injury and they will return eventually and put that pressure on again. But how is it around the club with that sort of crunch on at the minute?
Yeah, it's definitely tight for spots. We've obviously got a really good list and also our injury list is quite healthy. So as you said, I think it's good for the senior team to have that pressure coming from below, and I guess there's a pretty good culture around the place, and no one gets too insular or selfish about selection. Everyone knows that I guess it's a long year. We'll probably end up using 30, 35 players eventually. So that's just, I mean, early on the year, we've only used, I think we've only had one or two changes, but we know there's going to be inevitable injuries and form. So, you know, just when you get your chance, I guess, come in, play the role, and you'll be rewarded selection for playing role. So I think, yeah, the club's in a really good spot as far as that goes.
Do you feel like, given the success of last season or the relative success of last season, that it's been an easier start to the year in terms of knowing what's required, the roles are well-defined now, there's been some reward there for each player across the last 30-odd games. Do you feel like it's been a smoother start in terms of adapting to the game plan?
Yeah, definitely smoother. I think last year was probably took us half a year just to get our game plan 100%. You know, exactly what we wanted and get that feel of, okay, this is exactly how we want to do it. And then for the second half of the year, it was just about going out and executing it. And I guess this year we've come in a lot more stable, I guess, knowing what it looks like, what it feels like, what the roles are within that. And I guess we have been a little bit patchy with it from an execution point of view, but it's certainly been easier in that regard. And I don't think we're too far away from putting it all together. We've just had to probably tweak a few things with our ball movement. And, yeah, hopefully that comes together over the next few weeks.
Josh, Bob here. Congratulations on the win last night. I just want to push you a little bit further on the... We were talking to Marcus Bontempelli earlier about the forward chemistry that's not quite there at the Bulldogs and the Magpies with, you know, with your loaded forward line and trying to get that humming as well. Can you take us inside the footy club? How much work is put into that, the chemistry between that, you know, that last connection inside 50?
Yeah, we put an exceptional amount of work into it. I think it's obviously, I guess, if done well, one of our strengths, and we've probably had a pretty consistent mix-up forward for probably the last 12 months now. So, yeah, we've got a pretty tight group down there and we all know our roles really well. And I think we've got a really good mentality around working for one. You know, that last kick inside 50 is really critical, and we've got some weapons up there and we can sort of work together and stay busy, try and block as much as we can and then hunt and pressure when the ball hits the ground. And more often than not, you know, we've been getting the rewards. So, yeah, we've put an exceptional amount of work into it, and by and large, it's been working for us.
And what about up the other end, mate? We obviously, you know, really sad news to lose Lyndon Dunn, but Jordan Roughead, my old teammate, has slotted in well down there. And Darcy Moore, how good can Darcy Moore get? Because at the moment, he's playing some exceptional footy.
Yeah, I mean, Ruffy's been awesome. He's a big body, experienced player, and something we probably lacked a little bit through stages of last year when we had some sort of key forwards that worried us. And Darcy's just a phenomenal player that's obviously had well-documented issues with his hammies. And he's just a freak athlete. He's 200 centimetres and be one of the quickest players at the club. He can jump, reads it so well in the air. So I think he's really found his spot down back. He had an awesome pre-season, and that's really now translated into some good form in the first little bit of the year. But obviously he's still young, and I think... he genuinely could be anything. So really excited to have him up and going.
Unfortunately for Chris Mayne, he was out in the first few minutes of the game for game number 200. He looked in all sorts of trouble, Josh. How's he pulled up, do you know?
Yeah, I'm not fully sure. All I know is he got a knee in the back, and I saw him in the rooms after the game just briefly, and he looked in a fair bit of discomfort. So obviously disappointing, had all his family and friends there for his 200th. So he's just such a courageous player, but... yeah, I'm sure he's going to get a scan or something like that today, and hopefully we'll get a bit more info. But, yeah, hopefully he doesn't miss too much footy.
Josh, well played last night. Thanks for joining us. Good luck for the year ahead.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Josh Thomas joining us. Has your views on Collingwood changed since going into the season? Do you have them the same level of contention for a premiership, or... less or more?
Similar to me. I think Kingy made a good point without me having thought about that, but judging the teams at their best, their best is probably as good as anyone, or certainly in the top four. So, look, I think West Coast, from what we've seen and how quickly they've got their season rolling, are clearly the clubhouse leader at the moment, but there's no reason to think that Collingwood won't be there.
If the Crows, as has been, I heard Mitch Cleary speculating on it last night, the Crows come hard for Brody Grundy, like super hard, at the end of next year.
Well, it can even be this year.
Well, it could be.
There's the new pre-agent term that they've coined from the US, where you know the clubs are willing if a player says, "I want out."
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like that to me. I don't know Brody very well, but he seems settled in Melbourne. And if they're talking about a 7-year extension for him, that'd be pretty tough to turn your back on at Collingwood. But Adelaide,
careful with the hypotheticals, Hutto. If you're throwing out hypotheticals.
I think you want a good reason to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that Collingwood right now would give you any reason to leave.
No.
They're in the window. They're in the hunt. They're giving him great opportunity. They always have. He's going to be sorted out financially. That's not going to be a discussion. But he's a major part of Collingwood playing at their best. So all those discussions, they're a challenge to park those discussions, I think. When you're talking the numbers that are going to be thrown around...
Is he the sort of player, though, that if you're Adelaide, that you do throw, like, ridiculous numbers at?
You have to, because Jacobs is 31, his body's breaking down. They have no other option. Riley O'Brien's not up to AFL standards.
Not yet. He's only just played
a few games. He's been around for a while, though, and he hasn't played for a year. I think first game last week since 2016. He was monstered last week by Stanley, who's not a big ruckman. So they've got issues, Adelaide, in the ruck department. They probably could have drafted Brodie Grundy as an 18-year-old, which they didn't, the South Australian, so they'd be regretting that one. But, yeah, they need someone.
But weren't we, Bob, jump in here any time. I thought we were told years ago, you just got to be careful drafting these South Australians. They'll go home. As soon as they're any good, they'll go home. It doesn't seem to me like that's...
Well, Chad Wingard hates Adelaide now.
We'll get to that.
He's adopted himself in Melbourne.
I think it's a challenge now for all clubs to drag a player out of where he's not relatively comfortable and being well-serviced.
All they got to do for Brody is just show him Kane's joint over here, which we are enjoying here today.
Get the butler over here for a second.
Yeah. Twist the blade, hey. Hutto.
Yep. This is the more of those eggs, please. The Honda HR-V with sporty styling and premium interior. It's as different as the people who drive it.